We kind of have turned the page now to this Washington game, but from the Gardo side of things, can I just say this? I don't always love to be pandered to. I don't always love, you know, like, we joke a lot about the Getsus meter in this town. And that being said, Stephen Kwan wrote a letter to Guardians fans. And I'm not going to surmise it here. You can guess what it is. But it's talking about how October's still our month, basically. And it basically, the vibe was, it was Jake Taylor from Major League One. I guess we got one thing left to do, and that's win the whole effing thing. And I got to say, he shattered the Getsus meter, and I am quite ready for playoff baseball on Saturday.
Well, and I'm surprised that you're not crying about this, because this was a heart-wrenching moment for me, too, because as a former player, this is what you live for. You die to want to play playoff baseball. And for Kwan, as a rookie, he got to do that immediately with Terry Francona. And I think the biggest thing when you read this story and this letter about from Kwan, it does. It resonates wholeheartedly. Opening day is great. Your name gets announced. It's awesome, right? The crowd's going nuts. But when it gets to playoff baseball in October, it's dial it up 10 times.
And what makes this Guardians team... Listen, the Cavs are a bunch of good dudes, too. I think the Browns are a bunch of good dudes. There's just... You know, there's just a couple people that are a little bit that might have fans feeling some sort of way, specifically Deshaun. But I mean, they're the most polarizing team in town right now. And I'm not trying to say that to slag them. What I'm trying to say is this Guardians team is just super easy to root for with the way they love each other. And that's, I mean, I know Vogt said that 100 times, but you can see it with their celebrations and how excited they are. You know, Naylor standing on second base. Was it Manzardo that hit the home run? Yeah, it was Manzardo hits a home run. You get to see the reaction of Naylor. Like, that stuff's real. And here's the other thing. There's just no expectations. So the purest thing you can do, he's come into a season with no expectations. A team gets hot, plays great baseball, and goes so far above and beyond because expectations often, and we saw this with the Cavs this year, Cavs didn't meet expectations because it was a struggle in the Orlando series, and then you got bounced out in 5 games against Boston. And there was a response of, I thought you could do a little bit more, right? I thought the path for you was a little bit easier, and there were some other reasons with that. So, like, a fair amount of us didn't really enjoy the Cavs' success this year because it was like, well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. With the Guardians, we're not burdened by that. Nobody saw this coming. I put a burger bet on the line where I went out on the line saying they were going to win more than 83 games or more in a season, and even I couldn't tell you that they were going to get the 2 seed and get, you know, to skip right to the ALDS.
No, I think the biggest thing, when you look at this group, and especially in the locker room, in the clubhouse, these guys are together a little over 10 months out of the year. That camaraderie that you build amongst each other, and then on top of that, the work to get to the big leagues. You know, nowadays you have to go through 4 levels typically to get to the big leagues. So you're humbled immediately. And then looking at it as a whole, you say, we've gotten 161 games under our belt. Now it's time to move on to October, which is our month. And they're primed right now and excited. And I'm telling you right now, Saturday afternoon at 1:08 p.m., that place is going to be live.
I think we're live now. I mean, the second the Tigers won that series, I lit up. It was like, okay, it's go time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always go time when it comes to baseball, right? Looking at it,
like,
too.
Like March 31st, you go time?
I'm even before that. Spring training, I'm go time. It's, you know, it's the cut. It's the fresh cut of the grass. It's being in Florida or Arizona when it's gloomy, droomy Cleveland, Ohio in the wintertime. That's when my motor gets going. But this is going to be a fun group to watch. I'm interested to see moving forward how the pitching rotation lines up and how they can get to the bullpen as quickly as possible.
Well, it's just funny. Like, the Guardians are no longer the team playing with house money the most in this because it's the Tigers. No one's playing with house money more than them, and that allows you to play free. In a way, the Tigers are the 2022 Cleveland Guardians, which no one expected to be as good as they were. They topped out in the ALDS, but, like, I think that's where the Tigers are, which is you're the hottest team in baseball. You just beat a division winner. You swept them. And now you go to this series against a team that I want to say your record was 7-6 in the regular season against this year.
Well, and when you look at this group right now, it is a scary situation to have a team that's hot, that just got done off a very good two wins against a decent Houston Astros team that came in playing decent baseball. They weren't at their best, but you also had veteran guys on that Astros team. Now you have a bunch of young kids that don't know what Major League Baseball playoffs are like. So it's new to them. Now you have two wins. You have a veteran manager. You're coming into hostile territory with the guards. For me, I'm going to go back and forth on this all week long and say if the guards want to have either a best of three or best of five series, they've got to win game one.
Yeah, and for me, man, I just look at this and go, I'm not necessarily afraid of the Tigers. The Tigers can be beat. They're, you know, okay, yeah, you're 1-9 lineup. Riding a lot on a very few couple hitters, including Riley Green. You've got an ace. You've got a good bullpen. I don't think the bullpen's as good as the stats say they are. I don't think they're as dominant, although that Bo kid, he's got electric stuff. But, like, so I'm not necessarily afraid of the Tigers. I just know how the playoffs work. If you show any in the series, that's a difference between you getting the ALCS and not. So it's not I fear the Tigers. It is I know how baseball works. And, you know, we do the any given Sunday thing in baseball. In the playoffs, it literally is on any given day, a series can change like that, whether you're better than the other team or not.
Well, and I think that's what's unique about baseball is it's all a matter of starting pitching. If you have good starting pitching and you have depth, it's going to allow you to succeed more times than not. If you struggle to find those starters, especially in a short series like it is, that's going to be the rough part about it. And for the guards to have success, they've got to have their bullpen locked in like they are, but they've got to have their starters give them some depth, give them 5-6 innings to turn it over, and you've got to have timely hitting. That's where I look and lean more so with the guards right now than with the Tigers because they've been there and done it.
Are you more excited or nervous for this series?
As a fan, I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
As a player, I'm excited. From a fan perspective, I'm nervous because, like we just mentioned, the house money is gone. You know, you have a team that's hot, and you're playing on the road, so you have no ill will whether you're going to go in hard or soft with those players.
Easy.
Easy, right?
It's a family show, Jason.
Yes. Sorry about that, right? We'll get to that later. You know, going with it, the Guardians have to make sure that they stay dialed in one pitch at a time like we talk about, playing strong defense and getting those timely hits.
216-474-0092. We are going to be talking about house money to start the show here for the Guardians. But are you guys more excited for this game and this series starting on Saturday, or are you more nervous? I'll be honest with you. I think I'm nervous. I'm super excited. But, man, I got to tell you, there's just something about how quick these five-game series can go. You just saw it in a three-game series. You blinked, and the AL wild card was over for both series. We got a lot to get to today, including the potential return for Nick Chubb, a big loss for the Browns' defense. We got Pete Futek coming up at 4, Ohio State versus Iowa this weekend in Columbus. Trap game. Anybody? Trap game for Ohio State. The 5 at 5, predictably at 5. Big game preview. Doran Dickerson, Sean Pendergast, and James Rapine talk with us about 3 gigantic games in the NFL this weekend. Scott Braun, host of Foul Territory, will talk with us and maybe talk us down from our nerves here, see what he likes out of this Gardo's Tiger series. But as we get started, are you more excited or nervous about the Guardians as we get you ready for the ALDS? And we will get back into that idea. Is it as simple as the Tigers are playing with house money a little bit more than you are, so that means the Gardos have higher expectations? That's next on 92.3 The Fan.